is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And we are doing awkward pivots today, lots of them. But we do want to continue to keep you informed on the events that are happening outside of all of our walls right now. We hopefully will be talking with somebody from KSTP Eyewitness News, 5 Eyewitness News, at some point to get some more actual news information. But we're also, and by the way, what I'm talking about is, Bradley, what's happening?
Oh, well, there have been some demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol building that have led to not only the suspension of the actual business that was happening at the time, the counting of the Electoral College votes. Lawmakers from both the House and Senate were in a meeting. That was interrupted. And there's some quite shocking developments. I encourage you to, you know, keep close to us, because either we'll have an update for you. Of course, KSTP will always have an update for you. And I would say look at Twitter, because that's where you're going to see a lot of breaking news right now.
Yeah. And we have our eye on it. We're stumble bumbling through a weird show right now while we go back and forth, while we're paying attention to it, wanting to help bring you the information that you need, but know that there are better people that are better equipped to do that than we. And also talking about dumb celebrity things. Like, for example, Bradley, if you could trade places with any celebrity right now, who would it be and why?
Why does this just sound so absurd? But that's what we do.
Well, right now, I do want to trade places with somebody, maybe on a different planet.
Yeah. One with oxygen, though, preferably.
Sure.
In a breathable atmosphere.
651-641-1071.
No, I got this idea because I saw there was something on the internet about... The moral of the story is I didn't care about the actual story, but it got me thinking about Freaky Friday sort of... plots where, you know, you switch places with somebody, specifically celebrities. And I thought, I'm sure we've had this conversation before, but like, how fun would it be to actually trade places with a celebrity? And then it got me thinking, well, like, which celebrity? Because I think you can be somewhat strategic about it, right?
Oh,
like,
I have my whole thing planned out.
Well, good. I'm glad and I'm excited to hear it. 651-641-1071. The first thing that came to my mind, my strategy, this will tell you a lot about how my brain operates, is somebody who is not bad looking.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so I didn't even think about that.
Because if you're going to inhabit somebody else's
body, you want to be able to enjoy it.
Right? Like...
Okay.
But it would also be nice to have someone who has a nice home. Like, you know, you got to think this through. So what's your whole thing?
Well, that would be my strategy. I haven't quite landed on a person yet, but I do have a strategy.
Okay.
What I'm thinking of, and I might need help getting there,
okay,
is I want somebody who is filthy rich, but not super recognizably famous in this particular moment, so that you can enjoy all the trappings of being a rich celebrity person without people caring about you.
I would say you almost want to be like a really sort of like a almost like retired celebrity.
Yeah, like an old Hollywood, but like maybe Betty White, but I feel like I don't, you know, she just drinks martinis and enjoys her days.
Yeah. Or is like having Metamucil or something. I mean, I don't know what Betty White's like daily. And I don't know where she lives either, right?
But it's got to be nice.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to be in a body of a 90-some-year-old person.
No, I got it. Richard Simmons. Because he's living the high life right now. But we don't know anything about where he is.
Yeah. But that's only because he stays inside all the time.
Sure. But so do all of us right now.
That's true. But would you want to be like a Kardashian?
No, that's a lot of pressure. I don't want pressure.
That's true. You'd have a lot of people calling you.
Yeah. I seriously want like the sweet spot. I want to be like a well-adjusted child actor that isn't acting anymore.
Like a Jodie Foster.
Sure, I would take that.
Well adjusted, okay. I would totally go with like the obvious Zac Efron, because he's right now in Byron Bay.
Hot. You just want to touch his abs. Like, let's be honest about what's actually.
I mean, that was
this
a thought.
This is basically like I want to date him, but
being hot is not enough to use, you know, your discussion from your previous discussion. Just being hot is not enough. Like, if you're going to be bombarded all the time with like paparazzi and obnoxious fans, then you probably don't want to be that person.
True.
But wouldn't you want to be somebody where you could learn all the secrets? Because if you were in
Holly's thinking.
Yeah, here
because
we go.
If you were in, if you had to take the place of any Kardashian Jenner, it's fine. I mean, maybe not Rob, because, you know, whatever. But because he's not going to have the details in a way that the other Kardashian Jenners are, because he's receiving orders. You want to be next to the person who is creating the order. So maybe a Kim Kardashian, maybe a
Kris Jenner.
Maybe a Kris Jenner. Oh, that way you can see all those inside multiple sources. Yes.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh no, he has to work so hard.
Okay, but you're gonna know everything.
Yes,
that's true.
How about you switch places with Ryan Seacrest on his like 2-week vacation?
Cool.
So that you can like go somewhere, but then you also have access to all the secrets.
Maybe I want to be Kelly Ripa because you have access to the secrets.
Yeah, but you still got kids to deal with.
I mean, I love kids, and her kids are grown-ups.
Yeah, maybe you can dig around in the drawers and find some of those old-school caftans that she's so nostalgic about.
I also just want to go to her beach place,
Yeah, but you're going to be eating, like, salad.
Fine. I like salads for a while. How long am I switching places with her? No, you know what I would do? Oh, no, that's terrible. That's mean. Okay, I'll say it.
Thanks for thinking about it, and then
it's mean, and I'm not going to say it. Fine.
Okay, good. Mm-mm. All right.
I thought better of it. Thank you.
Holly. Okay,
thanks, everybody, for calling in. Holly.
We do have a caller.
Oh, okay, good.
Know that.
Jack's on the line.
Perfect. Hi, Jack. Jack, if you could trade places with a celebrity, who would it be and why?
Well, I love and I want to be Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh.
Divorced 2 times with a new dog, learning how to cook.
She has chickens, too.
Yeah, okay. But she's funny, she's intelligent, and I want to be like that.
I like that.
And you've got great hair and skin.
Thank you.
And
that's
a free closet full of Aveeno.
There you go.
Thank you. I love you, too.
And thank you for your call. And you used to be married to Brad Pitt, which is exciting for everybody. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what do we have going on, Holly?
Well, we got to stand by. It's going to be a chef surprise when we come in after the break.
Okay. Stay tuned for whatever happens next on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. It's the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And we are keeping our eye on the news of the moment. We are going to be joined very shortly by Ken Duffy with WTOP. He's actually on the scene at the nation's capital, outside the capital. So we're going to have a moment to really hear exactly what's going on. He is a reporter for the top news station in Washington, D.C., which is WTOP. And his name is Ken Duffy. We'll be I think Holly's getting him on the phone right now.
Yeah, and if you're following him on Twitter, if you don't, you might want to, because he is on the ground, as Colleen said, and providing constant updates about the scene that is taking place in our nation's capital.
And for those of you who maybe are just tuning in and thinking, I don't know what's going on, right? Because sometimes people are going about their lives and maybe haven't seen the news. Essentially, a crowd of people have gotten beyond the barricades.
Well, whether you call them protesters, terrorists, we don't know at this point what's actually happening. But the good news is we've got somebody who's on the ground who can help shed light on what we're actually dealing with.
Wonderful. Ken Duffy from WTOP, thank you so much for joining us.
We're here.
We can hear it's loud behind you. So can you give us kind of the scene, what you're seeing right now?
Well, guys, loud is an understatement. I mean, there are thousands of people all around the Capitol building. Some of the folks have stormed the building, as we are seeing and hearing. But outside here, there are just thousands of people who have just swarmed the complex. Now, there are just people who just came from the Ellipse rally where President Trump spoke earlier today. And then these folks just marched all the way down here to the Capitol building and have just overtaken the area. Now we're seeing some people filtering out, just a small fraction. And as those people are walking away, others who are staying are telling them to not give up the fight and to hold the line. So it's a very tense situation here all around the Capitol building. On the west side of the Capitol building is where we're at right now. And from my vantage point, we are looking at the area where President-elect Joe Biden would be inaugurated. They're setting up the stage there. And the protesters have taken over that entire area, sitting in those scaffolding areas and just completely overtaking an area that police have had a tough time trying to control. But we'll have to see what happens as a 6 p.m. curfew has now been imposed in D.C.
And Ken, you know, you're right there in the middle of this as it's happening. Do you have any colleagues or any sense of what's actually happening inside the Capitol? We've seen a number of still photos and a little bit of video about the chaos that erupted on the outside of the Capitol, but is now seemingly spread inside.
Oh yes, so some of these demonstrators have breached the Capitol building. We have colleagues inside who have told us that they have seen protesters running around inside, going to offices. We even saw one demonstrator running to the House chamber, throwing his fist into the air, standing all alone where the House Speaker usually is. So they are inside. We've heard reports of a tear gas deployed to try to get people out of there. So it's very, very dangerous inside. We're not talking about thousands of people inside the Capitol building, but enough to cause quite an alarm, because this has just never, ever happened before. We've seen protesters getting inside the Capitol building the way they have to do. Again, as far as what's happening outside here, there's still a crush of people, thousands piled outside, just simply waiting to see what's going to happen next. And some may want to still try to get inside.
We're speaking with Ken Duffy, reporter for the top news station in Washington, D.C., WTOP, on site at the nation's capital as this mob of people is moving in. What are you seeing in terms of a police presence or anybody there trying to control the crowd, Ken?
Well, I mean, there's a huge police presence here. I mean, you have U.S. Capitol Police who are here all the time. But then you have the Metropolitan Police Department, the D.C. police, local police, who had to rush to help out as we were standing out here, actually walking to the area. Right behind us, we had some unmarked vehicles and marked vehicles driving on grassy areas through the crowd to try to get up to the Capitol building. They had to dodge out of the way. That's how desperate it was, especially about an hour ago when everything really started to ramp up and people started to get inside that building. But you better believe there's a huge police presence here. I mean, they were expecting this. There was a lot of chatter heading into this day that there would be possible violence, people trying to smuggle in guns and weapons in for these demonstrations. So police were on high alert for this. But to be honest, I'm not sure they expected quite this to happen, where the protesters would actually get inside the Capitol building itself.
Yeah, Ken, I was going to ask you if you feel like it's a case that the police were overwhelmed or unprepared, underprepared. I mean, probably a little bit of both. Did it happen sort of all of a sudden, or was this a gradual unfolding?
Well, again, what happened, the day started with a protest at the Ellipse near the White House, and that's where President Trump spoke in the morning. Spoke for about an hour or so. So there was a gathering there, a Save America rally. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get away from some of the crowd over here. A Save America rally happened at that location first. It was a static rally with no planned march after that. But thousands of people decided to leave that area and head to the Capitol building. And as they did, it was just wave after wave of people coming up to the Capitol steps and police doing the best they can to keep people out. I mean, what are you going to do when thousands of people show up at your door? Can you keep them all out? Who knows? So that's what happened. They were overwhelmed at that stage, and that's why reinforcements had to be called in to get the situation under control as best they can. But again, there are still people inside. We do not know when they will be able to get everybody out, but that was the situation. They prepared as best they could, and you know, they anticipate whatever scenario they have as far as security, but it is what it is. There were thousands of people who just stormed the Capitol in waves, and here we are in Washington.
Oh, Ken Duffy from WTOP, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you've got a lot on your plate today, very busy day, and we are thankful that you took some time to give us an idea of what you are seeing with your own eyes, what is happening right there on the ground. Thank you, and stay safe, please.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ken. That was Ken Duffy from WTOP, they're the top news station in Washington, D.C., and you can hear, I mean, you really can hear behind him how loud it is. And I imagine very chaotic. What he's describing is a scene unlike anything we've ever seen.
I mean, it's incredibly shocking and, you know, I'm sure for people on the ground, terrifying, certainly people inside the Capitol building. That's why I kind of, and I think we all have this question, how did nobody, you know,
how
he said there
happen?
Was a high level of preparation right. in terms of expecting protesters and demonstrators and people with bad intentions showing up in D.C. Okay, well, then how do those people break through into what should presumably be at this moment, specifically because of what's happening there right now? How could people just seemingly saunter into that space mm-hmm. to the point where you have, because we've seen these photos of guns drawn inside the, you know, our nation's capital.
Yeah. Speaking of the images that we're seeing as you scroll through Twitter, you're seeing pictures of people breaking windows to get in. You are seeing, as you mentioned, Bradley, I mean, people with guns drawn on the House floor. We've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And it's hard to even find the words to talk about it as it's happening right before our very eyes. I don't know what we're going to do when we come back. I'll be honest. We'll do something.
We'll be here.
Hopefully you'll be here.
Keeping you connected.
After this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. It's a weird day. I mean, that's all I can say. I'm the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
We're trying to balance kind of bringing you the news of what is happening right now in our nation with, our regular boobery on this show. And so we're going to just stick with this part of the program. It's a little segment we call Crazy Stupid Idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. In all the years that I've done this segment, those words could not have felt more true today. Oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
But not always. Sometimes other ones as well.
That's true. But actually, a lot of times Florida.
Yeah, oftentimes there. And other places.
Can you just update the audience, lest they think we're completely not paying attention, mm-hmm. that we might have somebody joining us?
Yes, in the next segment, we're going to have Paul Folgers. Is that correct?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul Folgers is going to be with us to talk about, as we said, the I don't know, what is happening?
Chaos.
The chaos.
I will call it chaos.
Good term.
Protesters, terrorists, we're not sure exactly what's happening, but we've got people on the ground, and we are connected to some of the best news people in the business, and they will do a better job than we could ever try to do. We're just boobs that have Twitter. So
yeah.
So we're
looking at Twitter, but we'll have actual news people. Paul Folger will be joining us in the next segment.
In the interim.
Would you like a crazy stupid idiot?
I would.
Okay, can I be honest? This is not a crazy stupid idiot. This is just a crazy story. So this happened in South Carolina. These people in South Carolina went into an abandoned house on Sunday. An abandoned house. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. It's in Norway, South Carolina. I got confused for a second.
She's like, wait a minute. I'm in Norway.
Because I had read it earlier and I remembered the Norway part. And I was like, oh, I thought this happened in Norway. It did. Norway, South Carolina. They went into an abandoned haunted house on Sunday and they were poking around because like there's been rumors about this house, like, oh, that house is haunted, like nobody lives there. So people did what people do and they're like, I gotta get my hands on that place. So they started poking around and one of them found a freezer on the back porch.
Okay, that's.
And so he was like, what's in the freezer? Do you want to guess?
Was it like a meat freezer?
A body. There was a dead body in the freezer.
Ooh.
Like a human body?
A human body in the freezer, which was, by the way, not plugged in because house abandoned, and things were happening to the body
Oh, God.
Then I am not
this
done
is like
with
that story.
The story.
Okay, can you hold on because you're...
Yeah, go. I'm intense right now.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a local story where people like borrowed a van for a trip and then they got to their destination, opened the trunk, and there was a dead body? Wasn't this a Minnesota thing?
I don't know about this story.
Oh, no.
I might have made that up.
Was that in one of your weird dreams?
Oh, God. Don't even get me started.
Woke himself up this
morning. I
tried
to close a door in my dream because there was a black creature, like a crow. Walking crow thing, and it was like running towards me, and I went to shove the door closed, but in reality I was trying to shove my bedside table over, and I literally woke up as it was rocking back and forth, and I literally just woke straight up and said, "That's a new one." And rolled over and went back to bed.
That's so great. Okay, but I digress. These people get into this haunted, abandoned house. They find a freezer. They open it. There's a body inside.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I'm not done. But wait, there's more. Then, yes, so that happened on Sunday. Then, yesterday morning, the house burned down. And they don't know why. It's a mystery.
This is not real.
This is real. Why do you doubt me?
I don't doubt you. You're telling me a story, but it just seems too, like, cinematic, does it not?
Or was somebody trying to cover something?
Well, I mean, obviously, people don't just die in a freezer unless it's an episode of Punky Brewster.
Oh, but she didn't die. She was saved.
Yeah.
Oh. It's true.
Cherry.
Oh, it was a very special episode.
It taught me, as a child of the 80s, to stay very far away from abandoned refrigerators.
Which, like... That must have been some weird thing that people were doing in the 80s, like getting into refrigerators.
It entered into our consciousness probably from Punky Brewster, but it's like falling down a well.
Right.
Drowning in quicksand. Like, these are all terrors of the 80s.
Dying
in a nuclear holocaust.
I still live with the quicksand fear. Like, I don't even know where quicksand is.
I don't think that's actually real.
I think quicksand is a thing, but we just don't, like, where is quicksand?
Yeah, I just don't think there's, like, actual real quicksand. There's just, like, muck that you get stuck in.
I mean, but that's what quicksand is.
But I think, like, but, you know, like, the movie version of quicksand is always this, like, cinematic thing where you just, like, slowly go...
Like a sinkhole.
Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah, but they tell you how to survive it, so it's got to be real. Okay. Doesn't matter. That's the end of my story. Would
okay.
You like to tell
I was like,
a story
wow.
Then?
We digressed all over the place
guys,
in that story. I apologize.
Day. It is a difficult day.
Focus is hard in these trying times, but now I want to take you to a tanning bed. And it's a local yokel.
Oh, Bradley, you know I can't go to a tanning bed.
Well, you shouldn't. Unless you're wearing, like, a tinfoil suit.
That feels hot.
It would be hot.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you about this local yokel. So imagine, if you will, let's just assume for the sake of discussion... You want to go get a little crispy.
Okay, let's
so
assume.
You head over to a Snap Fitness in, let's see, where is this? Wright County, Annandale.
Okay.
So you go to the Snap Fitness in Annandale, and they've got a tanning booth there, as well as all their fitness gear. So you bebop over. Have you ever been to a tanning bed?
No.
That's interesting, isn't it?
No.
I just mean, like, do you ever wonder what it's like?
All the time.
Holly, have you been in one?
There's so many things about tanning that I wonder what it's like.
Yes, I've been in a tanning bed, but it's probably been since high school, since I indulged that.
I've been in a tanning booth or two in my life. When you walk in, it's weird because you, like, walk into this little room, you take off all your clothes or whatever clothes you want to take off so as to barbecue parts of your body. Mm-hmm. Some people just put little... towels over their bits and pieces so they don't get burned. You know, it's just a weirdly like you have to get you're getting naked, right? Mm-hmm. On some level.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're doing that. You're like taking your clothes off, beep, bop, and boop, and you find out that you're not alone.
There's a creeper in the tanning bed.
Yes, there's only a creeper though through a hidden camera.
Oh.
And I think this is the fear of everyone who goes to a tanning booth.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That somewhere there is a hidden camera. I usually do a little, you know,
sweep
dance
of the room. Oh,
no, just I do to a little dance a little just thrill in case.
Do you know what you're giving me? Like, I'm having like flashbacks of when I was young, and you know that like there were those signs in the dressing rooms of department stores that were like, you may be on
we're
camera.
Watching you. I used to do a little dance in there too.
I bet you did. And I was always horrified. I mean, like, that is, I understand why they tell you that, because they're like, don't steal stuff. But I'm like, but I'm going to, you are watching me change, you creeper.
Well, that actually happened to somebody.
Oh,
and it wasn't supposed to. Apparently, this 42-year-old woman allegedly spotted a secret camera during her visit to the tanning booth, and they've come to find out that the owner installed a surveillance camera in the tanning booth. But that's not what makes him a crazy, stupid idiot. It's the excuse he gave when he was called out on it.
Did he say he accidentally dropped it in the room and,
no,
and
that
then
would be
left
good
it there?
I don't know. It's just, that's where that
oh,
went.
Oh, shoot. I was carrying it around and it just dropped.
Let's see. What is this dude's name? Reoger? Randall Reuger. Randall Reuger said that he was just trying to make sure that individuals had purchased tanning booth minutes. And he wouldn't look at them after they started disrobing. So he would only, he was only looking to see, because it must have been a situation where you had to type something in to like use your minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'm just looking to see if they're using their minutes. And then I look away, you know, at the part when they take off all their clothes.
Okay. Nice try.
Luckily, he was held accountable for this deed. And, is actually being sued by the individual.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And my favorite thing is an attorney for the woman acknowledged that she did not personally see him looking at her while she was naked, but quote, 2 + 2 = 4.
Thank you.
I just love that.
Yes, because she can do math.
It's so obvious.
It's
you were
so
looking at my bits.
Obvious.
You got another one?
I do. I'm just trying to decide if there's enough time in the world for us to talk about. But yeah, there is. There is. Yeah. There is. All right. So we're going to go to Canada. We're going to Brampton, Ontario, Canada. You know what is really a problem right now in the world?
What?
Porch pirates.
That's the problem?
There's a lot of other problems. But right now in this story, we're talking about the porch pirates. So here's what had happened is this 33-year-old guy, he was a porch pirate. Now, here's what I wonder is a person who, you know, wanders around neighborhoods looking for porches to steal things off of, you know, we call them porch pirates. Do they call themselves that? Are they like at Christmas dinner when their mom is like, so did you get a new job? And they're like, yes, I'm a porch pirate.
They have like an eye patch.
Right.
And an accent.
Right.
Arr!
So this porch pirate, he shows up on this porch to take an Amazon, I don't know if it was an Amazon package, whatever, a package. But the guy who lives in the house caught him in the, I don't know if it was a guy. The person who lived in the house caught this guy in the act and like opened up the door just as he was grabbing the package. By the way, he was masked, which is lovely. Thank you for the safety.
Oh, yeah, I love, oh.
He runs to the car and Bradley, what happens as he's backing away as the owner is chasing him?
His car gets, his tiny little, teeny, teeny, tiny little car gets stuck in the snowbank.
Yep.
And then he gets out and starts trying to push it with his teeny, tiny wheels.
It's amazing.
And the person's just like, yeah. I can see you.
I see you here. The cops came. They surrounded the car. He was arrested. And the best part is that there's video of the entire incident. So you can be entertained.
Love that.
I love it, too, because, like, who doesn't have a fantasy about catching a porch pirate in the act? And, like, there are people who have done things, like, put things in boxes to bait them that maybe are unsavory, you know, like schmeesies and whatnot. And I just feel like you're leaving yourself open when you do that kind of stuff. Don't do that.
Don't do that. My favorite is there's a video online somewhere of a guy who created this like amazing like package thing where like a porch pirate would take a, it was like an iPhone or something.
Yep.
from the outside, but then when you opened it, it was like a huge ass glitter bomb.
Yes.
So that, and there was a camera, so that the thing, once you started to open it, the glitter bomb would go off. So like there was no way you were going to get away without having evidence on you of the glitter.
Yep.
And also the video,
the camera was taking a picture of
exactly
your face.
And there was like a tracker on it, so they would be able to find where it was. I mean, it was ingenious.
I love that. Everybody should have those on their porches. Also, too, I have a fantasy about, like, rigging something up where the porch pirate opens it up thinking it's something, like, expensive, like a phone, but it's actually, like, a human hand that comes out and grabs their wrist.
I gotta go, stop it!
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, another pivot. We're going to pivot again because Paul Folger is joining us to talk about the incidents that are occurring as we speak right now at our nation's capital. We'll talk to Paul Folger on the other side of this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.